Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coram Deo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. A prayer of confession. Almighty God, by whom all things were created and for whom all things exist, I bow before you in humility. Truly, I have more than sufficient reasons to overflow with gratitude and thanksgiving. Yet how easily I default to complaining, whining, and grumbling. I acknowledge and grieve the entitlement and selfishness in my soul. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Free me for joyful gratitude and humble thanksgiving through Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. The Word of the Lord from the Old Testament. Song of Solomon 2, verses 8 through 13. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, "Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away, for behold, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree ripens its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away." And now we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The Word of the Lord from the New Testament. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 7. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good. And it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying. a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. A prayer of adoration. Father, your saving power is displayed both in mighty dramatic acts of revelation, as well as in the peaceful, quiet, godly, and dignified lives of your saints. I adore you that your gospel is not only for the powerful, for kings and those in high positions, but that you desire all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The word of the Lord from Psalm 119, verses 97 through 120. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my free will offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up that I may be safe, and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all those who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I'm afraid of your judgments. O Lord, this psalm reminds me that your word is given as a guide for my life, a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. I'm constantly occupied with planning the future or replaying the past, but you know every inch of my path, and you illuminate it one step at a time with your word. Help me to walk with you patiently in this moment, alive to your presence. There are many ways in which the wicked have laid a trap for me, many kinds of temptation, but I invite you to shape my will and form my inner person so deeply that I will not stray from your commandments. You are my hiding place and my shield. Through the complications and challenges ahead of me today, keep my heart steady with love for you and my ears filled with your word. Help me walk in obedience and companionship with you. And now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always until the day of Christ's return. We'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.